on the bottom of page, Pevav. This parak is about she'ifas. The she'ifas for greatness that each and every one of us is obligated to have, regardless of one's kaiches, kishreinus, background, and so on. But she'ifas for the greatness that a person believes ultimately comes from the Borei Olam, from the Creator of the world. To have she'ifas for greatness means to recognize that even the great people could never have reached with their own kaiches and kishonis, the greatness that we read about, that we hear about, which is only a little bit that we know. They could never have reached it. It means to believe in the infinite kaiches of the Borei Olam. A person's responsibility is only to make that hishtadlus with the kaiches that he has, and then to hope and to daven that Hashem Baruch will grant him a gift of greatness. It's always a gift. Just like being alive is. Being more alive is also a gift. Being a little bit alive is a gift, and being a lot alive is a gift. Now we can understand some very well-known teachings of Chazal. Look on the bottom of page Peivav. Im ha-shefa ha-yanitan b'yachas la-avaydish la-adam b'yachas la-kelim shalai. If the brachas from above, if the shefa, if the blessings that we have in our lives would be in accordance to the amount of work that we put in, and would somehow be proportional to the kelim, to the containers that we are, then it would be in most cases, it would be very pathetic. There'd be very, very little bracha. There'd be very, very little shefa. Because the kelim are very small. And our avoda, our work is very, very limited. Therefore, we must always remember Shakadosh Baruch Hu yochel hashpia b'li gvul b'li shir, that we yidden and we're attached to the Rabbani Shlalom, and the Rabbani Shlalom's kaiches are without limit. B'li gvul b'li shir, it's without limit, without any limitation. Kla loyla fi midas akli, it has nothing to do with the midas akli. It doesn't have to do with the size of the container, with the dimensions of the container. So a person could be not such a brilliant person. And that person, even though he's not so brilliant, can change the world. If he wants to use whatever kreches he has to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it can come to a point where the Baruch Shalom causes this person to overflow with kreches that are way beyond anything that he has, with the limited kli that he is, way beyond. Omer Rabbi Zeir, page Pei Zayin. Omer Rabbi Zeir, Revitayim Rabbi Chinda Bapapa. Boy or Re'e, come and see. Shaloi Kamidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam. Look how different HaKadosh Baruch Hu is from a human being. Midas Basav Adam. The human being in this world, the midah of a basav adam is what? Kli reikon machzik. If there's an empty container, if it's an empty container, then you could put something in it. If it's empty, that means you could hold something. There's nothing there, you could put something in it. Molei, but if it's full, a kli that's full, eino machzik. The space is taken. That's how it is in this world. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Molei machzik, when something is full, it has room for more. Listen, what a beautiful chazal. The more full something is, the more can be put in it. Reikon, the emptier something it is, the more empty something is, Father Baruch Shalom, Eina Machzik, the less room it has for something. Shenemar, because it says in Pasuk, Vayomer im Shamoa Tishma, im Shamoya, if your person is listening to Hashem, Tishma, you're going to hear more. In other words, if you're a person that fills yourself with the Dvar Hashem, you fill up the container. Right? It's like you have like a measuring cup here, a little, and you fill up yourself with the Dvar Hashem, with Torah and Mitzvahs and Masim Tovim and Tefillahs and Tikkun Amidus and all kinds of good things. You fill yourself up more im Shamaya. So you're now a Kli Mole. You've filled yourself up. You've reached your capacity. So in this world, once something has reached its capacity, it can't hold any more. But the Baruch Shalom is revealing to us a very remarkable thing. That by him, it's just the opposite. By a Kli Mole, if you filled yourself up to capacity, then the Baruch Shalom fills you up with more. Im Shamaya, if you're listening to me, Hashem says. Im Shamaya. If you're filling yourself up with the Dvar Hashem, you're listening, you're tuned into the Dvar Hashem, then Hashem says, Tishma, you're going to hear more. So you're saying, I can't, Baruch Shalom. I had an 84 average in high school. I got like 920 on my SATs. They're limited. You know, I'm limited. That person says, I'm limited. I can't. I'm not such a person. I reached my capacity, like they say in the world. Now I maxed out, right? I'm done. Gamanu, I can't do more than that. I can't do more than that. So sometimes a person's dumb, fooling himself. But if it's true, he has reached his maximum. He's come to that top notch on who he is. He's reached the highest place of what he could do. So the Baruch Shalom looks at such a person and says, aha, im Shamaya, you're a Yid, you're listening. You filled yourself up to capacity. Tishma, for you I have some special stuff. Even though you feel that you can't do more. And you know what? The truth is, you can't. The truth is, you can't. But the Baruch Shalom can. He's without limit, without end. Kli Mole, a Kli Mole by the Baruch Shalom, is Davke Kli Mole, is Machzik. Im Shamaya Tishma, Im Shamaya Tishma, Vim Lav. But if you're, God forbid, an empty Kli, you haven't been listening to the Dvar Hashem. So that would seem to mean that now you're on empty and someone else can fill you. So the Baruch Shalom could take the thing from the, you know, and pump and fill you now with the Dvar Hashem. The Baruch Shalom doesn't do that. That's not the Midrash Hashem. That's not the Midrash Hashem. You're a Kli Reikon. You don't care. You're empty. You don't use your kaiches. You haven't filled your life. So the Baruch Shalom says, I see no room in this. There's no room for anything. There's no room. It's just the opposite of what people. A person sees, when we see an empty container, says, oh, there's room here. I had a student of mine that worked in a kitchen in one of the camps in the Catskills many years ago. And he told me a maisa that happened in the kitchen. That there was a lady that was not a Jewish lady. There was a lady working in the kitchen, and he was also doing something there. He was working in the kitchen. And my student told me that he saw that there were two things of orange juice. Two glass things of orange juice, and one had a little in it, and the other one had like a little bit, and the other one had like two thirds full, and the girl wanted to make them both into one, because to consolidate, so she took the one with all the orange juice, and she was pouring it into the one that had only a little bit, and my student told me that she's really a Polish lady. It was not a joke. She's really a Polish lady. That makes it, of course, funnier, but she was Bemis, a Polish lady. So he's watching this, and he asks her. He said he couldn't help but ask her, why are you doing that? Why are you pouring from this one, from the full one into that one? So she said, she looked at him like he's a shaita and said, "Don't you see, this one has much more room in it." That's what she said. Those were her words. "This one has much more room in it." That's how a person thinks. That's a sad, true story. But in a certain way, it's the nature of a person. You could understand that. You see something that has a lot of space. So, oh, this has a lot of space in it. Let me put it into this one because there's space. It's the nature of a person to do that. There's a lot of space over here. But the Baruch Shalom doesn't like empty space. Doesn't like empty space. Where there's empty space, it remains empty. And there's no room. When a person fills himself to his capacity, that's all you could do. With whatever kaychus you have, whatever family you come from, whatever your background is, and so on. But when you fill yourself to your capacity, a kli malay, the Baruch Shalom, then the Baruch Shalom pours in more. You say, I can't do this. The Baruch Shalom says, "You're right, you can't, but I'm here. Im shamaya tishma." Because you listened, you're going to hear more. You don't listen, you're empty, you're not going to hear from me. That's how the Baruch Shalom runs the world. He explains, Munach bedvarim oimek nifla. There's something very deep contained in this little teaching of Chazal. There's something very deep. Midas bosav adam kli reikon machzik. It's the midah of human beings. That there's room in an empty container. There's room in an empty, just like the lady in the kitchen. There's room in an empty container. Midas bosav adam kli reikon machzik. There's room in an empty container. V'kamuhu machzik. Okay. Say, that's true. An empty container has room. Has space. But how much can you put into the empty container? The teretz is, rakifi midas harekim shabbat. You can only put in exactly that which will fill the empty space in the container. So if it's a gallon, if it's 2 gallons, if it's 5 ounces, but you can only put into the container that which will fill the empty space. That's all it holds. And every kli, any container can only hold the amount that's empty, that space that it has. Once the container is full, shuv eina machzik. It can't hold anything else. Anything else that you try to pour in will go on the floor. Can't hold anything. But by Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's all the opposite. Both of these are the opposite. Reikon eino machzik. It's amazing. Something that's empty, the Baruch Shem says, "I see no room here for anything. There's no room here for anything. There's nothing, there's nowhere to put anything. An empty container, a person, God forbid, a yid, is empty. The Baruch Shem says, "I see nowhere, there's nowhere to put anything." Reikon eino machzik. Umolei, and dafka, the person who's full, machzik. Then the Baruch Shem says, "Oh, here I can put something." And not only that, it's machzik bli gvul. A kli mole, when a person fills himself to the best of his ability, then the Baruch Shalom takes over. The Baruch Shalom takes over the controls. And then space no longer means anything. Then the limitations of your upbringing, of your intellect, the limitations of the country that you're living in, limitations of biology, of psychology and sociology and everything, all those other limitations don't hold you back. They're incapable of holding back the very Olam, the creator of the world. That's why you see the Beit Tzedikim, we know the Beit Tzedikim Teva, the brachas of a tzaddik, and the brachas of a tzaddik caused the world to change, and teva, nature itself steps aside for the tzaddik. He becomes an extension kivyachal of the creator himself, without the normal gvulim, without the usual boundaries and limits that we live with. The tzaddik, well, those things are canceled. Those things are removed. So is a tzaddik able to do those things himself? No. But the tzaddik filled himself to capacity. Kli, mole, machzik. And then the Baruch Shalom takes his infinite shefa, his infinite bracha, and pours it into the tzaddik. And when the Baruch Shalom pours that infinite thing into the tzaddik, then the finite world moves aside for the tzaddik. The finite world doesn't stand in the way of the tzaddik. Homasik bli gvul, then it's without boundaries, without limit. Kerei imhu mole, because if something is full, heichen yesh lemokim lahaskol kabel hashpa, you could ask a simple question. If something is full, it has no room for any more bracha. If the orange juice container is filled with oranges, there's no more room for oranges, period. Ella, what do we see? The hechrech shaha hashpa in a klal biachas l'kli yugadla, but the bracha keeps on coming. It means that the bracha is not limited to the dimensions of the kli. Same thing with the person. Each one of us has certain dimensions, a capacity to think and to feel and to whatever and to do things. We have certain midas and shiurim of who we are. And when a person tries to the best of his ability to fill himself with Torah and Avodah and so on, so then if he's full, then how could there be any more room? That's all there is. The Torah says that it's behechrech, it must be, that the hashpa that comes from Hashem in a klal b'yachas l'kli l'gadol doesn't have anything to do with the size of the kli, with the dimensions of the kli. Just like we know that it was a miracle that in the Beis HaMikdash, that the Aron didn't take up the space that it should have taken up. Everything in this world occupies a certain amount of space. The Aron was Einam and Hamida. For whatever reason, why is the Aron? The Torah is in, means it's not, it's in the world, but it's not contained, or it's not restricted by the rules and regulations of the world. So in the Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, everybody was able to go, even though it was so crowded. It was so crowded they couldn't breathe. But when it came time when Hashem's name came out from the mouth of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, so everybody had room to go down. Everybody had room to go Karim, right? To go on the bow down for Hashem's name. How could that be? The Teretz is that the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, the regular rules of what fills space, those rules were suspended. Because the Beis HaMikdash is a place on earth that's full. It's brimming over with godliness. And once something is in that place where it's brimming over with godliness from within, so then it's not bound by the limitations of space. So all of a sudden everybody's going down on the floor karim. He's got room. It's machai. Then they stand up and they're sardines again. It's a pella. If there were room for millions of people came for Pesach, for Shavuos and Sukkot, they came to Yerushalayim. We were together this summer with the children, so we're going up to the Kaisel, to the Har Habayis, and there was terrible traffic. And so one of the children said, if this is what it's like now, how are we ever going to get to when Mashiach is like, how's that going to be? So I said, so you think that's like the biggest thing that the Baruch Hashem has to take care of, it's traffic, like when... You know, when Mashiach will come, he could take care of, he'll take care of traffic. It'll be all right. But you can't get that many cars. He's asking a good question. She's saying, that, look, there's only this like little thing. We went up on Har HaZeisim. I wanted to daven by Rav Kook's tzion. Have any of you ever been there? Where Rav Kook is buried? No? His mom is right on Har HaZeisim. But it's such a trip up there. And we went with some Michigan. That way he was doing that, the kids were like going crazy, and then there was like another car coming down. It was one of those things, and it was like this, and so. But it's all the way on top. You have to imagine that's how they used to walk there, because that's how they carried. They all the people would walk, and they would carry it with a carriage, but they couldn't even go there. It was so narrow and. So that what's going to be when Mashiach comes? So I said, this space, the same space, will be able to hold 100 people across. That, Daddy, that can't be. It doesn't work out. That's the way we think. Kli reikon marzik, kli malay, Eina machsi. When Mashiach will come, our kelim will be full. And Yerushalayim will be full. And there'll be room for everything. Daiva hoise. You'll see, it's not going to be, it's going to be soon. And remember, we spoke about this. The room for 100 across. And we're going to see all the tzaddikim going, holding each other's arms, walking up. And not going to know how that's possible, because when we were looking at it from across the street, it was like this. And then we're going to follow the tzaddikim. They're going to walk 100 across like this. And we're going to all walk up to this, and because that's what's going to be. A clean mullah is machzik. The Bayer Olam is not limited by space. We're frightened by that. For the Baruch Hashem, that's not a challenge. Kivyochel, what frightens, I'm only borrowing that term, of course, what frightens the Baruch Hashem? He sees a kli reikon. And he sees an empty keli. An empty kli. A Jew, God forbid, that's empty. So the emptiness is, the Baruch Hashem says, there's no room here. Like when the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, they say a mice from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, doesn't seem to fit into history. But anyway, they say a mice from the Baal Shem Tov that he was in a place, either in Germany or Hungary someplace, so he went, and they wanted to show him, they had a beautiful, big, beautiful shul in that city. And all the dignitaries, they wanted to show the Baal Shem Tov this shul. And the thing, the shul is a place of maskilim, you know, they weren't really so religious already. You know, they were, nowadays they probably would be considered evil, but then it was more from the Haskalah that, I guess what we would call now like reform, something like that, but in those days it wasn't the same. But it was not a place that was comfortable for the Baal Shem. But the Baal Shem was never there before, and they took him, and they came, and it was big, gorgeous doors to open up into this magnificent shul with a huge dome. And they came to the Baal Shem Tov, and the Baal Shem Tov stopped by the door, and they didn't understand, so they wanted to bring the Baal Shem Tov into the shul. And the Baal Shem Tov wouldn't move, and they said, Rebbe, is something wrong? The Baal Shem Tov said, there's no room. There's no room to walk in here. So this is a shul that's just like, you know, like 3,000 people, one of those huge places. The Baal Shem Tov said, there's no room. And they said, what do you mean there's nobody here? So the Baal Shem Tov said that the shul, this place is crowded with tefillahs that never went up to Shemayim. It's crowded with all the tefillahs that are stuck here on the floor. I can't walk in. There's no room in this place. So to the rest of the world, there's an empty building, and there's room. To the Baal Shem Tov, there was no room. It's not the way we see things. We see things in a very distorted way. You see things in a distorted way. So you see there's a person, everybody's running after this person. Everybody's running after this person for an autograph or something like that. And a Yid should be running the other way. But even Jews can get fakishift a little bit from people with people who are famous or whatever. But you think about it, it's a crazy thing. It's a kli reikon. It's an empty kli. What happens when you have something that's empty? Usually there are bugs and roaches and stuff, you know, there's something that's... But people go run to see that. And then you see an Eilech Yid. You see an Eilech Yid someplace in some little simta somewhere in Yerushalayim. Or over here somewhere. You don't have to go that far. And you see that he looks a little bit like, you know, like the Talis Katan is hanging out a little bit like this. And, you know, it's got one pais like this and the other one's like that. And, you know, and it's missing one lens. You've seen this type of thing, right? And from there you say, it's not for me. But you see, I remember when we went to Edson with children, with my parents, there was such a tumult in the airport because there was a lady there, Elizabeth Taylor, you ever hear of her? She's still known. I don't even know if she's alive. So she married a Jew, she converted, but it wasn't really a conversion, anyway. But it was enough that the Jewish ladies should like to go see her. So she was Jewish enough for all the Jewish ladies to like her. So she was in the airport. And we were by El Al. What was going on there? You would think that Lahavdil, that, like, who knows? You thought that Baba Sali was there. But the whole tumult, I'm talking about the front people all running over there to Elizabeth, she was going to Eretz Yisrael, to go with her, to ask her for autographs. And so my sister and my mother wanted to go. And my father said, they don't go anywhere. Staying over here. You want autograph? I'll give you an autograph. Elizabeth Taylor's autograph to go stand on line with the idiots over there waiting for a clear rake and an empty keli. An empty kli. And the Velt holds, somebody's beautiful, it's already full. that's empty, and you look at a person, some Yid Nebuch, that's bent over, and you think, and you don't want to go near him, and really the whole world should be chasing him. It's not the way we think. But the Rabbi Shalom says, Kli Mole is Machzik. A Kli that's filled, the Rabbi Shalom says, those are my Kalim. I love Kalim that I'm laying. The world doesn't want that. The world wants a Kli that there's room to put stuff in. The Rabbi Shalom says, by me, it's... I always say this, you know, it's just like this, I'll never forget, because I'm hoping I won't forget. In the meantime, I'm starting to forget things. But I hope I'll never forget that when I was a bocher in Eretz Yisrael, so there's a friend of mine who had married, has a sister that's like 15 years old, and the married sister with children that live in Eretz Yisrael in Petach Tikva. And we went there for a Shabbos. So I was there, that time, I must have been 13, 14. And I lived there. We lived in Eretz Yisrael that time. And I went with my friend to his sister in Petach Tikva. And she had little children. And I remember coming to the apartment Erev Shabbos, and the place was covered with toys and a mess. It was such a balagan over there. Now, I never saw that in my life. I come from a very, very controlled, proper environment, very proper. And like, you know, they tell you stories about these Hungarian mothers that they never used the couches. Really, we didn't. We had plastic on the couches. I'm not saying like a joke. We had plastic on the couches, and we never sat in the living room, anything like that. It was very proper. And I come to this place, and I felt in me like such a goel nefesh to be Shabbos. This, like, ugh. It was like the kid's nose was like, you know, being for Shabbos in this place. How am I going to manage in this place for Shabbos? And my friend's sister, she's a delightful person. I just saw her, and I just saw she's a delightful person. And there was kind of a big chevr. And I remember this feeling that I had of everything being lo mesudar, you know? And she said to me, so I didn't say anything. I tried not to show anything, but she said to me, Maish, it's a little bit crazy here. I'm sorry, you know, it's a little bit uncomfortable and crazy. But she gave me a brocha. She said that Hashem is brocha. She'll open Mitzvah when you'll be older and you'll get married, that your house should be so full. Like my house is full. And at the time, I said amen, because it sounded like the right thing to say. You know, but I never understood that. But I understand it now. Sometimes you go into a house, and the balabasta there is not 100% in charge, because there's a lot going on. So you would think, you look at this house, and you say, hey, there's something missing in this house. What's missing? Seder. That's not how someone looks at it. Hashem says this house is full. It's filled with children. It's filled with bracha. It's all different to how people look at it. It's the opposite of how people look at things. That's how the Bar Yoyim looks at things. Kli Malay, Masik. A house that's filled with children and toys and a mess, Masik. Then Hashem pours more brachas into it. Kli Reikon, the house that's empty and sterile, and the balabasta walks around with white gloves and a mask, and everything has to be just so. She has a china set that. And just so, the hardest thing is when you take little kids and you go to some fancy person's house for Shabbos, we had that a few times. Then the whole Shabbos, you're always nervous and you're begging the kid, don't go there, don't touch this, don't go there, don't touch this. What are you doing over there? You know, and because people, the rich people, sometimes have these things that break all over the place, and the child moves, you know, because it wasn't made for. So you look at the house and you say, hey. And you see, and it has all these tzatzkalach, and you say, it's such a, and everything is in place, and you say, it's such a beautiful, spacious house. It's so much room in this house. The Teretz is, it's a kli reikon. Ein amachzik. Ein amachzik. You say, but it's a huge house. Look at the size of this entrance. Look at the size of this hallway. Wow, there's space in this house. The Rishon says, kli reikon, ein amachzik. The Rishon says, take me back to the apartment in Petach Tikva, where every inch was with toys, and you're falling on this wheel and dropping on this Barbie. The whole place is Meshuggah. The Rishon says, it's a Kli Mole, it's Machzik Bracha. It's a different world. With the person himself, that's what he's explaining. Kli Mole is Machzik. To remember that Chazal, it's not the way we look at things. Kli Mole is Machzik. Kli Reikon is Eina Machzik. The opposite of the world. The Kudunai Sefer, the middle of page Pezayin. Another point. Limdunu Chazal. Limdunu Chazal. Chazal teaching us something else here. Sarach Shehaodim Yimalei Satzmo. A person's job in this world is to fill yourself up. To chop what you can. To fill yourself up. When we were kids, I once mentioned this to you. When we were kids, there used to be a television show where the winner got to go with a shopping cart in a grocery or a store to put whatever he could or she could. You had like 2 minutes, and you run up and down the aisles with this thing, and you just put whatever you could into the shopping cart. And because they can never have anything like that in Borough Park, because everybody just walk over to the cash register and put it into it. But they had a show like that. And in life, the Baruch Shalom sets us, each person with his kelim, to go through this world and to chaperayin a bracha with kavana, to chaperayin a good shmoneh esrei, to chaperayin a nice thing to say to a person, to chaperayin a piece of chumash rashi, and to chap, and to chap, and to chap. So the person is in this world to fill one's shopping cart. Yemali is atzmai. And here's a very, very crucial point. So with what do you fill yourself? I mean, Torah mitzvahs? Sure. But loyba meshiyesh lagodo plenty almani. You don't fill your life with some, because you're looking at some Adam Gadol, you read the biography of that Adam Gadol, and you want to fill yourself, you want to fill your shopping cart with his stuff. That's not how you live. That's not how you live. You can go crazy like that. You know that also, that you see that with children. That when you give them, even from the time that they're very, very little, when you give out toys or something to the children, they're always looking at Fianin with the other one. You ever see that? They go look at the other one's toy. And then they look at their toy, like, what I got, Sarachman is what they gave me. It's always the other one to see. If I had that toy, I'd be a happy person. That's how people are also. Not just children. And even when it comes to good things, every person has his own shopping cart with what you need. Everybody has their own shopping list. They'll see your tava. It's not the other person's shopping list. If that person, let's say that person lives in a certain kind of place, because of that, he needs this kind of thing from the store, that kind of thing from the store. That's not what, you don't live in that kind of place. You don't need, the person lives, let's say, in a very hot place, so he goes and he runs over and he puts a fan into the thing. You live in a cold place, where you're throwing a fan into your shopping cart. What's the matter with you? You don't need the, you need a heater. Or you're throwing a fan, but you're looking at that guy's shopping cart. He put a fan in. I'm gonna take what he took. No, you fill yourself. Let me mention yesterday Gadol Plony Alamayni, because you read and that Gadol Plony, this Adam Gadol, that great person or some person that you knew or that you know, that's what he puts into his shopping cart. Not the size of the shopping cart and not what you put into the shopping cart. Of course, it's all Yiddishkeit. But that person, you read about that Adam Gadol that did this and did that and, you know, was clearing away snow for everybody when he was 4 years old and was dipping in the mikveh when he was 5 years old in the ice, you know. So then the worst thing is that a person looks at that and says, oh, so that he tries to put that into his shopping cart, or he thinks he has the same size shopping cart. And he measures who he is by the other by that person's shopping cart. That's very dangerous. Each person with his kelim. El lefiyah kelim shel atzmai. Lefiyah kelim shel atzmai. Of course, it's a big chachma to know what that is. But lefiyah kelim shel atzmai. Not too much and not too little. You can't put too much. Or you can't put something that doesn't belong there. You can't put something that doesn't belong there. And you also can't, don't put only a little bit in. A lot. Avaydus Adam, Hilakachas is a kli achasa shel atzmai. A man's avayd in this world is to take this kli chasa of himself, this kli that's missing, that's empty, himself. Ulamalus aysai, and to fill it, kefi midas echisayan shel hakli, according to what's missing. Kefi midas echisayan shel hakli. And really, the truth is that only, it's that. Aside from the person himself, maybe it's tzaddik or someone that's very, very close. It's very hard for anybody outside the person to know be'emes, 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 what's missing from his shopping cart. It's very hard to know. There's been a lot of damage done by well-intentioned people who tell you that what's missing from your shopping cart is what they have in their shopping cart. To be very careful with that. Because that's what they put in their shopping cart, so they think you have to have one of those two and take it from the shelf. But it wasn't for you, it was for them. And for them it was good. It doesn't mean it's good for you. But you have to fill your own. After that, you fill yourself up, you fill up the shopping cart. It's a kli mole. Then the Baruch Shalom comes in. When he comes in, then it's a kli mole and it overflows, but it overflows without falling on the floor. It just keeps on going. Not lefi any of your kelim. Therefore, one sheifa is only to fill up a shopping cart. That's what it is. What becomes of you? If you're a kli mole, if you're filling up your shopping cart, then the one who is infinite and without any limitations fills you up beyond anything you could have ever accomplished. None of the tzaddikim that we hear about, that we read about, none of the tzaddikim. I was just talking on the phone. One of my talmidim told me that he's an Eretz Yisrael. He's very connected to one of the grandchildren of the Baba Sali. I mentioned before the Baba Sali. There's one of the grandchildren of the Baba Sali. Not by the name of Abba Chatzera, but one of the Baba Sali's grandchildren, who I was zeichet to see a year ago. I went to meet him. Tzadik Yisrael Olam, a pachet to see him. So he told me that during Shavuot, these weeks of Shavuot, that he fasts all the time during Shavuot, but last week he made one tannis. He told me, not this week, the past week, he fasted, listen to this, he fasted from after Shalosh Hudas, he didn't have a piece of food or a drink till Kiddush Friday night. Think about that for a second. From Shalosh Hudas, Shabbos, till the following Friday by Kiddush, he didn't have a drink, he didn't have a thing in his mouth. Just tefillas, avodah. For the whole week he didn't leave his room. So they brought a minyan in, zel. This is my name. We're talking about our times. This just happened last week. My time. He's just telling me that he went over there after he broke his fist. Didn't eat at night. Nothing in between. Yom HaVelayla, Leish Baisu, the whole week. He went like this tzaddik. Crying and screaming for Yidden, for the world. So he went. How could such a thing be? It's Einu Lefi Hamida. So you're saying a human being can't do that. You and I, we think about, we got used to saying, between breakfast and lunch, a person says, I'm starving. From breakfast to lunch, I'm starving. And that means not only with food, the person gets into other things too. Thinks he's starving. La'achmi ken kashbaruchu naisen shalai lefi hamida. Kashbaruchu gives a person shalai lefi hamida. It's beyond anything it's beyond anything that could be explained. So how could a human being live like that? How could he live like that? So he told me that this tzaddik has Kabbalah's call. He sees people Thursday nights. And he said that Thursday night, after fasting the whole week, that Thursday night he had this. So they were begging him, his family's begging him, to take off that night and just to learn, to take it easy, and to go to sleep earlier. It's Thursday night, after fasting since Shalosh Hudas the week before. And the Talmud told me that he had a Kabbalah's call through the night. He was talking to people through the whole night. So you think that a person can do such a thing? Like a person do such a thing? It's Ein Lefi Hamida. Is there any way I'm talking about in our generation, is there any way to explain, Marshall, how did the Lubavitcher live all those years? How did he live? How did a human being live that way? Without sleep, without ever vacation, without ever going anywhere, just only to the cemetery and back, and then from his apartment to 770. That's it. Thousands and thousands and thousands of questions every day, people, a million things, and writing swarm after swarm, writing that. It's not Lefi Hamida. In our generation, to see such a thing, we saw such a thing. Saying Lefi Hamida. And the brachas that came from his mouth when he gave. You'll never meet a person that ever said that he had something went wrong with him in Lubavitcher. The only people that say things that are not right are the ones who never met him. But anybody who ever went in for bracha, I never heard anybody that said that something didn't go the way the Rebbe said. I never met such a person. How could it be? It's Ein Lefi Hamida. That the Chazon Ish was in our world, in my lifetime there was a Jew, the Chazon Ish in this time, that was a Malach Elokim. It's Ein Lefi Hamida. So the Torah says, the Chazon Ish couldn't be a Chazon Ish, that's what we learned. And Lubavitcher Rebbe couldn't be Lubavitcher Rebbe. What they did was, they filled themselves. Capacity, kli malei machzik, and then everybody just stand back and wonder, how could that be? And the Torah says it can be. So that can be taken as discouragement. But that's just the opposite. That is encouraging for us, because all it means for each of us is that the Rosh doesn't ask for anything other than filling your shopping cart. Do your best to fill your shopping cart. What becomes beyond that? That's the infinite one. That's not us. Shi'ifazu, this yearning, this aspiration, litzmoyach v'ligdol, to grow and to become great, l'gadoilus v'nitzoyrus, to reach levels of greatness and so on, chayevis l'mali, l'mali is kol yeshu, so it's something that has to fill our existence. Not to be like another person, to be able to do what I can do, and to be worthy of Hashem's gift of greatness. As kol machshavt, as kol levavishlam, to fill our hearts. Moshel adar. A moshel for this. Royim anu lahavda bar lamechitzayini. We see lahavdal in the world around us. Sha'anoshim roid from b'chol koicham acha kovid asor. We see that people are always chasing after covered. They want honor, and sroah, they want to be in positions of authority, to be choshev. You could have a little town, and the town has 40 people. Like, you know, all these places you pass through when you're driving somewhere, and you can't even make a shahakal. You already finished with the whole town, and they have a town meeting, and there's all kinds of big things and moving and vying and stuff. Who's going to be like the Rosh of the town? Like, who's in charge of the fire hydrant or something? Who's in charge of that thing of the park, which is like a two bushes in the town center? Who's the baldover over those things? And they could have such machloikis and things, and everybody get worked up. COVID and sorrow is a big thing. COVID. I mentioned many times in this, the women really don't know so much. It's not such a big taiva by women covered. They have other inyonim, but not covered. And if the women would have an inkling of what goes on in a shul or in a yeshiva, in places where men are all the time, what goes on with covered stuff, they wouldn't know whether to laugh or cry. I'm convinced that if the women would see the kind of stuff that goes on with the guys. Just, you know, like with COVID stuff, it would be hard to believe that intelligent people could stoop to such silliness. But COVID is a very strong taiva. COVID is a strong taiva. So you see in the world, Shailam es adam akot neshebektanim. You could ask a person who's a really, really very small person, not a chashev person. What do you think you're going to be when you grow up? Yes, a little person, a child. What are you going to be when you grow up? I have no doubt I'm going to be the president. I'm going to be the manhik. I'm going to be the leader of the whole country. Lo pachos, nothing less than that. So all the adults, whatever, are smiling. A child says such a thing. Mishalei choshev kach b'katnuso. A person who didn't have such aspirations when he was a child, but that klal gam begadlus lehigil l'sham, usually will not reach any great place when he's older either. It's true. There's something to be said for she'ifas even of a child. There's something to be said for that. Aval, but let's be honest. Sham zo oilam shel demyonos. But in all honesty, that's not oilam of demyonos. There's very, very small likelihood that kid is going to be the president of the United States. It's a very small likelihood that it's going to be the president of the United States, or even the president of his student class. It's a small likelihood. in Metzius. And especially if it's a shvach, let's say he's not so smart, whatever, other things. It's very, very, very far from reality that he's going to actually be that. Aval Sham is our Eilam Shodamiyon. This is Eilam HaShaker. It's not Eilam HaShaker. You could ask that. You could ask like some 14-year-old girl, what do you want? She thinks she's going to be like a Veltz model, you know, like she's going to be like a model. And you look at her, you say, listen, I don't think you're going to be a model. She says, no, I'm going to be a model. She's still on the television. She thinks she's going to be a model. It's an Eilam HaShaker. It's what comes to Dimyonis. And even if you tell. And even if you tell, you know, there are very, very few that come out to BEMS to be models. And if you don't change the way you look, it's not shaykh that you should be a model. But it doesn't make a difference. It's not even a shaykh, it's only the miyanas. And now, especially, this is what they call she'ifas. They call she'ifas in the world to generate in a person certain aspirations, very, very, very big aspirations for great things. And there's something sweet about that. But keep in mind, it's the Eilam HaShaker. It's a world of lies. And it's Divyanis. And the very same people that are telling you that, you could really be great, you could really be great, most of the time they don't believe that. They're just telling that to you because they're nice people, or because that's a technique in how to make you, like, pass. You know, to pass your test. You don't know how much greatness you have, you know how much potential you have. I give you a bracha, you should never be a parent that goes to a PTA thing and they tell you your kid has a lot of potential. You should always be able to go and they tell you your kid got a 98. When you go and they tell you your kid has a lot of potential, they're saying it's a lashon that they say. But because the world is not ilum of demyanis, of sheker. And there are limitations in the world. There are limitations. Lahavdul ba'avedis ha-kaydis ba'avedis ha-bavet lahavdul in ha-vedis ha-shem ha-she'ifah hi-amitis. The she'ifah to be great, to be a tzaddik, no matter who you are, it's a true she'if. It's true. Every single one of us has in us a chelak l'kamimal, a nefesh l'kis. Every single one of us, if we try to do what we can, we could become a kli mali, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring us to wherever he wants to bring us. Unlimited. There are many stories of tzaddikim that were not at all in the signs of when they were younger, of their kaiches, that they were anything special. Or great, other than what they put into everything, what they put in. Pulling things off the shelf and putting it into the shopping cart, that was their greatness. The reason that you and I must have great she'ifas is because our Creator is very great. And he's Hashem Elokei Yisrael, he's our God. And since our Creator is great, then we can be great. Because our greatness doesn't depend on us, it depends on the Creator. All we could do is to try to do what we could do. That's it. But the Creator is great. It's not because you're deluding yourself. You're deluding yourself. Like this. So now there's a new president, which is a nice thing. He's a black person who became president. For sure, a chashuva thing. Not that I think that he was roy for that. I don't think he was worthy of that at all. But it has nothing to do with his color. That's why they made him president. He wasn't worthy for such a job. You have to work longer and harder. If it had been somebody like Colin Powell, somebody that was working for America for his whole life, Mela. But what comes out from this is like now they're sitting in all these places and they're telling these kids that all kinds of sorrows and come from all kinds of crazy things and until now the sheaf was to sell more drugs or whatever it is, and they're saying, look, you could be the president of the United States. There's a tithe in that. There's a good in that. That's a good thing. And maybe that'll help, because some of them will have she'ifas to come out of that miserable world that many of them are imprisoned in because of whatever the dais they have. But 99.9%, it's demyanis and sheker. That's just the mitzvahs. If it could help somebody become even a notch better, it's kedai. If it could help people out of their misery, then it's kedai that he's president too. If it could help people have a better life, that's for sure kedai. But it's demyanis and sheker. Because it's all telling you something that's not true about yourself. And it's telling you about certain kelim that you don't really have. You don't really have those kelim. You don't have. You're a human being. You have certain limitations. And your limitations are very real. And there's a certain capacity that you could reach. And that's it. But that's not true. That's not true with us. Bonamatem Hashem Elokeichem. Kli Molei Machzi. Because our greatness is not because of ourselves. It's because of the Borei Olam, who's our Father, in whom, in each and every one of us, there's a chelek elokam yimal, mamish. Not because of the person making up some sort of a shek or somebody talked it into him. This is what we're learning with the Shabbos and Das Atzmacha, that the greatness of a Jew is because of the chelek elokam that's inside of them, not because people gave you compliments. Oh, you this, you that. It's not. It's this. It's because of who you are, Be'etzim, you're a Jew. And that's great. If you fill yourself, if you leave yourself empty, then that kid that's sitting someplace in East New York could become much greater than you. He tried hard. He worked to his limit. What about you? You're a clear icon. You left yourself empty. So that kid's much greater than you. Every one of us remembers that there were kids, maybe, I don't know if you remember, I certainly remember, I'm sure some of you do, that there were kids when we were little in school, that like by their name in the, by their face in the yearbook, it said most likely to succeed. Megonish, megonish. And then you had others in the class that everybody thought this is like, it's lo yuslach, it's rachmanis. And you find out like he's got some corporation in California or something. It's like, you know, he's got 4,000 people working for him. We had a kid like that I taught, that I had in yeshiva. He was a student of mine. And he could never, on a test, it was, after his name, it was downhill. And even the name wasn't so gewaldic, how he wrote it. But after that, it was bad. And Stanby, when you spoke to him, you couldn't, like, it was hard to have a conversation with him. It was not in one place. It was always something. And so I used to give him always, I used to tell him to take a pushkin, to go here and do that, you know, to give him jobs. He couldn't sit in the class. And if he sat, he started to do things, crazy things. So I used to always give him, he was a very good-natured boy. So I always gave him, we're talking about in 12th grade. So I used to give him jobs, you know, to do this, do that, do this. He used to, the principal's car wasn't working, so go fix the car. And he was good with that. And I didn't see him for a long time. And I found out that he's unbelievably matzliach. Someone told me, he's unbelievably matzliach. And back then, I was thinking back to my memories of him. Shagut in the Shama. And a Balchain. He was good and he was kind. Very kind natured. Always a good word, a kindness. And when he asked him to do something, he couldn't with books. But when he asked him to do something, it wasn't, I'll do it later. So, oh, I'm a voice like a malach. He was such a person like this. See, became, and he had other people in the class, 99s, 99s, 100s, and this and that, and this, smart. Klireik and Klimale. He filled himself with what he could fill himself with, with kindness and good things and to do for other people, to run. And then the Baruch Hashem filled his life. Another person left himself empty. With such kaiches, but he left himself empty. Page Peches, let's just finish the sentence. Im odam amiti, im atzmai, if a person is honest with himself, homak yeshu klum. If we're honest with ourselves, we realize, of course, what about nothing? I'm an empty shopping cart. What am I? Ma'an ma'cheyenu. Im hu oid yoysa amiti, hu makya gam b'kach. But if you're really, really honest, then you don't stop there and say, what am I? I'm nothing. If you're really honest, hu makya gam b'kach, shakash baruch hu kol yochel. Then you admit that I might be nothing, but the Baruch Shalom is infinite. And I'm one of his. Well, b'kaycha losses kefir etzom, the Baruch Shalom is infinite kaychas to give me. And all he asked me is that I should try. With whatever I have, chaptaka, nothing. But I'll do what I can do. And him, the Baruch Shalom, is ain't safe, is without end. Without any shear, without any set amount, without any hagbolus, without any limitations at all. That's what you see of Nadus. It's very, very late. But the whole Indian of Yisra is such a person. The shifas that Yisro had, that he was looking for the truth everywhere. And his name means Yisrei means Yoser, more. It's the letters. Yoser, Yoser, Yisrei became Chois and Moshe, the father of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yisrei, Yishma, Yisrei. Other people didn't hear. And you looked at him, you would say, well, it's a priest of the Zohar comes up. But look what he was. Yosef, 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 Ken Yisrael, Chais and Moshe, the father of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he gave aids to Moshe Rabbeinu how to run Klai Yisrael. I mean, that's what came out from such a person. Yosef. That's Yisrael. The parsha is named different. The parsha of Kabbalah Sotar of Maimon HaSin is named Yisrael. Parsha Yisrael. It's not called parsha HaSin. It's called parsha Yisrael. That's pretty good. Parsha Yisrael. Such a person. Yosef. Up to your dad, he got Hashem. Now I know that the Baruch Shalom is great, an honest person. He was at the top of the world. The whole world was bowing down to him. He was the most choshev galach priest in the whole world. And they gave him covet, covet, covet. And what did he do? He wanted the truth. And he says, with all the covet, ah. And he went out to the desert. To who? To a couple of Jews. He went out to the desert. And he made himself nothing to bow down to Moshe Magonish. That's Yisrael. From that, greatness. Forever, forever greatness. Such a person. No, Hashem should help us that we should have good sheaf. So we'll have next week, Mr. Shemekna.